While we'll hear ad infinitum that our priority should be to develop the economy, we'll not hear discussed how the economy is the structural framework for ensuring that we never develop our voices, our unique gifts. If we see all this as we see the trashing and consuming of the earth, it's easier to see why it's but continuing our enslavement with reforged chains, repolished locks, to limit our vision of the future to fixing the state, i.e. to improving incrementally the conditions of our lives, or trying to lessen power's grip on the planet, while leaving the structure, the class system, the wage work system intact. And if we see this, see the state is there to keep us herded, we also see the power of owning the lexicon. Consider the effect of simply defining the state as aggregated power. What? We should even more effectively renounce our power, vest even more of it in the institutions that keep us on lockdown? And we see how authentic definitions lead us deeper into truth, and why then we need the lexicon for a free people, an earth-based language in which we describe what we want, as opposed to using those floataways and drift words, for example, democracy, or at the very least, we need to make our own meanings of terms now seized and filled by power. I believe that to begin living authentic lives, we have to begin having authentic conversations with each other about the reality of our lives and entertain the possibility that we've been misled and systematically placed upon a treadmill that we were trained not to see, but that now that we do see it, it's possible to step off of it. There are two images to keep before our eyes, what we want and what we don't want. And the threat of that don't want is the spur at our backs, and the prize of that do is the sparkling ahead of us that we don't want to lose. So let's begin with the threat, with what we don't want. We don't want to lose all empathy for our brothers and sisters, which we are at risk of having happen to us. When those who have access to ears and eyes in many countries around the world refuse to say, we need a mass movement to end wage work, and we must begin now. Take that first step that leads to the next, that leads to the next. By withholding our labor all around the world on a single day, which we take for ourselves, a one-day global general strike to sit and discuss with each other what future we want, what it would look like. And perhaps its reach is such that it doesn't even register as a blip in overall global human energy extraction. But in a month or so, we do it again and again. And again, each time discussing, each time putting more and more flesh on our vision, such that a picture begins to form before more and more eyes. And then, we have a means of responding to the massacres, to the callousness, to the wholesale contempt and abusiveness of states. The end point is inevitable because Earth in us backs it, if we would but start. And I say this is about our souls because we don't want to underestimate the value of doing this for our souls. And once again, Occupy is illustrative. It felt good to have an ongoing practical solution when folks don't have a home, to say, we're working on it. Go down to the Occupy in Oakland, meet, talk, greet, share, join. It felt good to be able to say there is something, we are working on a real solution, a true solution, which is about realizing the gifts and the power within ourselves, not asking for a handout from the state which has its hand in our back pockets and pretending it doesn't. And I'm not talking about taxes. I'm talking about creating the overall conditions that allow us to continuously be robbed of our gifts, to put us in that position of always begging. And it seems to me it must be we in the global mind work zones, so-called, primarily to take the lead before we too are looking down the barrel of autocracy or oligarchy, before we too find that the global shadow state has checked all moves. We can't do this as individual states.